Shanti. So today's date is 23rd December. Today's essence is, sweet children, follow Srimad at every step. Following Srimad at every step is to have the highest chart. The children who pay regard to Srimad will definitely study the Murli. Sweet children, follow Srimad at every step is to have the highest chart. The children who pay regard to Srimad will definitely study the Murli. So let's begin with a question. What is Srimad? What is Srimad? Yes. So Srimad, Baba, in his various forms of relationships with us, gives us a set of directions upon following which we become pure from impure. For all of us Brahmins in the confluence age, this Srimad is nothing but a rule book. So what are the relationships which we share with Baba? Let's list some of them down. So based on each role of Baba, he has given us a set of directions. First, we'll discuss the father. As a father, Baba has given us a very direct Srimad. He says us to follow Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, the first child of Shiv Baba, he is the eldest brother of us. Baba tells us to follow him as he is the one who takes the 84 births. He is the one who has attained the highest state. He is the one who gave an instant donation. He is the number one greatest soul. He is the only soul who is worshipped in different ages of life. In the starting of the yajna, there was no visual. The dadis only used to follow Brahma Baba. Whatever he says, you just follow. There was no question of anything. Everything used to happen instantly. There was no but, there was no if, there was no why. So the first limit was a father is just to follow and observe Brahma Baba and just follow him. In Laukik world, what does a father think of a child? A father usually thinks, my child should be healthy, my child should not worry about anything else, he should eat good, he should have a happy life. In a Laukik world, Baba also cares about us in this manner. Baba gives us a Srimad of doing Amrit Vela daily. Because this helps us to cleanse our mind and recharge our battery by connecting it with the Supreme Powerhouse and thereby having a healthy mind. Baba gives us a Srimad of eating sattvic food. We all know that the quality of the mind will be impacted by the quality of food which we eat. That's why Baba tells us to first offer the food to the Supreme as bhog and then consume it. He purifies it. He gives the food the highest power. He gives the positive vibrations that in turn goes within us. The third Srimad which Baba gives as a father is to be economical, spend the money wisely. As in the Laukik world, the parents are concerned how the children spends their money. Same way, Baba tells us to be economical. He tells us to utilize our wealth in the right manner. This is basically very simple things. Like when you are in a center or when you are in Madhuban, you switch off your lights. You do the usage of your water economically. You use the transport facility properly. And you spend on yourself, not lavishly, the basic amenities you fulfill. That's how economical is. The fifth point, as we are a part of the family, we are the part of the yagya. Baba tells us to protect the yagya, protect the flame of the yagya. Baba tells us to use our body, mind and wealth to the fullest in the right manner towards the yagya. Always think what you are contributing to the yagya. Be it your purity, be it your mansa seva, be it your seva by the body, it all is yagya. You are the yagya. Baba has used a phrase very often in Murli, where he says, the son shows the father and the father shows the son. Son shows the father. Basically, we are going to become the embodiment of all the virtues which he is teaching. We are basically on the center stage of this world. Any person outside, if he sees us, he should find the reflection of the father. Father shows son. Father has given us a lot of gyan, a lot of virtues, a lot of powers. He has been giving us a palna. And that's how he has shown the direction to us. He has given us the third eye. He has shown us the entire way the world works, which we are very privileged to know that. So that's the points which I'm covering in as a father in Srimad. The second is as a teacher. As a teacher, Baba tells us to be punctual and regular in your studies. By studies, it obviously means the Murli. He tells us to churn the Murli, to understand, to read the Murli, to listen to the Murli and imbibe the Murli. As we all know now that Baba is the ocean of knowledge, it is now our responsibility to take as much knowledge as we can. If we do not take this knowledge, if we do not fill our treasures, we are going to go empty. And if we are not full, then what will we give others? Because giving others this knowledge is the greatest service. What service will we do if we don't take the gyan? Baba tells us to pay full attention on all the four subjects: gyan, yog, dharana and seva. The four subjects are the pillars. These are the ones which are going along with us. Nothing else is going to go along with us. These are the ones which are going to decide our status in the deity world. We become kings and the subjects based on these subjects. Baba tells us to have a daily chart. This point of making a daily chart every day is basically helping us in having a personal introspection with ourselves. We realize, are we moving upside or are we moving downside? In today's Murli, Baba says that his role as a teacher is very different from the teacher in the Laukic world universities. He says that he does not give any extra tuitions. He says that he does not show any favoritism. He says he does not teach anyone extra. He teaches everyone the same. Be it a 18-year-old, be it a children, be it a old soul. Everyone is given the same murli. Everyone has the same time. Everyone is having the same four subjects. There's a uniformity. That's why the judging becomes simple. Moving to the third one, the Sadguru. As a Sadguru, Baba tells us to move from the body conscious state to soul conscious state. Baba tells us to practice and imbibe the feeling of detachment, nasto moha. The last paper which all the Brahmins will face is nasto moha. How detached are you? Are you still attached to any of the Laukic things? The question remains. The answer is within. Baba tells us to be ever ready. At any moment, be prepared to go home. Do we have enough amount of power of backup? Or are we still in the fighting mode with the impure thoughts of which are coming in our mind? In confluence age, we are not trying to become yodhas. We don't need to fight every day with our thoughts. We are here to become from Brahmin to deities. So we need to inculcate those and let them seep in our subconscious mind. It should the feelings of neutralization should come towards the impure feelings, not the feeling of fight. Flight mode, right? Baba, as a Sadguru, gives us a mantra, man mana bhav. He says us, make your mind so as mine. He says us to be in constant remembrance of him. Father alone is the purifier, and only in his remembrance we will become pure. In today's murli, Baba tells us that there is magic in remembrance. I repeat it again. In today's murli, Baba tells us that there is magic in remembrance. It is through this magic we will become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. As a lover, Baba in the murlis many often reminds us that we children, as devotees, used to seek for God. We used to go on pilgrimages. We used to worship stones. Though these are the ones which we are the ones who created it and the bhaks followed it, we are the reason to do this, and we are the ones who most did it in every kalpa. And we have done what not. We used to say to God that the time you meet us, we will eat with you, we will be with you, we will do everything along with you. Now when Baba has come, Baba tells us that every second, every thought, every breath should be in his remembrance. I repeat this again. Now Baba tells us, in every second, every thought, every breath should be in his remembrance. What qualities we see in a lover? Can anyone tell what qualities do you see in a lover? Acceptance. Unconditional love. The two main qualities which I notice is truthfulness and commitment. Trust and commitment. Are we true to him every day? Are we doing enough? Because he is doing enough. He is sending us love letters every day. Are we having enough commitment towards him? Or do we still have attachments to the Laukic world? Are we mesmerized in love with Baba? Do we feel the love in Amrit Vela? These are the things which will show us our true commitment and true truthfulness towards Baba. So the essence was to keep regard for the Srimad. Regard will be the utmost respect to the Srimad. Srimad are his directions. Who is giving us these directions? The Supreme Soul himself, our Father himself, our Teacher himself, our Lover himself, our Sadguru himself. It's time to show the true love to the Lover. It's time to give the Guru Dakshina to the Teacher. It's time to agree to the Sadguru, because we have no other choice. It's time to follow the Father. If we keep the regard of the Srimad, we will be having the highest chart. Baba, in today's Murli, has given an example of how Christianity was found, Christianity expanded. He has told that in the two ages, Christ came, he got one follower, then he got two, then he got four, and then it multiplied. It expanded. Still it is expanding. In the same way, our foundation is DT dynasty. Brahma Baba is the founder. Through him, Shiv Baba has adopted us. We are his children. In the Murli, it's also mentioned today that as Christianity, there are sculptures of Christ in many countries. That is called as Yadgars in Hindi. In the same way, our Yadgar is in Mount Abu, because we are doing tapasya here. It's high time we show the highest regard towards him. We'll now have a 2 minutes of remembrance. We'll try to understand how we are showing the regard towards him. Let's introspect for 2 minutes and see what all Srimad we follow every day. And let's ask power from him to keep us following the Srimad throughout our Brahmin life. Om Shanti.